In the brachas in Zos HaBracha, one notices that the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Yosef, to David Yosef, is a more elaborate than some of the others. We magid eretz mulav v'tzon shoch nisne tavosel avosh Yosef ulkod kod nezerachav. And it may be that if we look at the lives of both Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef, there are some extraordinary parallels. Both of them were separated from their family because of very sad circumstances. Namely, Yosef was sold into slavery, into Mitzrayim, ultimately rises to be the most influential person in Egypt, except for possibly Paro. And Moshe Rabbeinu also is put into, because of the Gzeir of Paro, is put into the Nile, raised by the daughter of Paro, and becomes a prince of Egypt in the house of Paro. But even in those circumstances, they discover, they protect their family, namely the Jewish people, Yosef from famine. Moshe ultimately frees them, but from Avodas Perach. And maybe that's what Moshe says when he speaks about Yosef, Nazir Echav, namely, like the Nazir, he was separated from his brothers, from his family. And Moshe himself relates that in terms of his own personal experience. And that's what Moshe says, V'rotzon shoch nisneh, because the snare, which was that Moshe saw, Vasneh Bora Ba'es V'lo Ukal, is a metaphor for the life of Yosef and he himself, because while they both grew up in Egypt in the house of Paro, the fire of the hashchasa of Mitzrayim did not consume them, and they remained ultimately loyal to the Mesorah of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov.